Thanks, Brad. Good morning. A missing hiker was found safe and sound, according to the Mendocino Sheriff's Office. Earlier this week, 58-year-old John Krause became lost in the area of 23711 Fish Rock Road. In a press release received last night, sheriffs report that after a multi-agency search, Krause was located and medically examined on Wednesday. Krause was found to be suffering from exhaustion, lack of sleep, was mildly dehydrated, and was cold, but otherwise in good physical condition. Krause says he had gotten confused in the brushy, steep terrain and lost his way. The Arcata Police Department will conduct a DUI driver's license checkpoint tonight. In the downtown area of the city, the checkpoint will be manned from approximately 8 p.m. until 2 a.m. tomorrow morning. Officers will screen drivers for signs of impairment, as well as check for valid driver's licenses and up-to-date registration. Caltrans announced another roundup of transportation funding for projects up and down the state. Del Norte County received nearly $6 million to make safety improvements to the Klamath River Bridge. The funding will be used to remove and replace three failing bridge hinges on three spans to prevent the closure of the bridge or the risk of having the hinges fail. Pacific Gas and Electric Company announced the start of its Winter Gas Savings Program, which gives eligible residential and business customers an opportunity to earn an automatic bill credit of up to 20% for reducing natural gas usage during the peak months. Customers that lower their usage during December and January up to 10%, they'll receive an equal percentage credit on their February or March gas bill. Those who conserve 10% or more will receive a 20% credit. As a convenience, customers do not need to apply for the credit. It will be determined automatically by comparing natural gas usage reduction this season to the three previous winters. During last year's program, nearly 2 million customers earned $41 million. You can take some simple steps to reduce the natural gas usage and potentially qualify for the credit. Here are some ideas. Reduce shower time by half to save as much as 33% on water heating costs. Set the water heater to 120 degrees, which is the normal setting, and wash clothes in cold water instead of hot. More KINS News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
The Fortuna Police Department announced it has partnered up with the State Department of Motor Vehicles on a program designed to keep habitual drunken drivers off the local roads. Fortuna joins 14 other police departments across the state in the Hot Sheet program, targeted at those who have been convicted of DUI or impaired driving and continue to drive on suspended licenses. The Hot Sheet program helps police identify repeat offenders through bi-monthly reports from the state. The hope is that the program will help officers identify repeat offenders because impaired driving remains one of the most serious traffic safety issues. The Discovery Museum is running short on funding. Reporter Dan Squire with the story.
The Discovery Museum in Eureka issued a statement stating that funding for the museum is needed to keep the doors open, or else the museum could be forced to close early next year. Executive Director Lynn Langdon said in a statement that the museum runs numerous programs for local youth and remains optimistic that community support will stand behind the museum to keep it open. It costs about $180,000 per year to run the museum, and each year the directors must pull money from the museum's savings account to cover costs, but the savings are nearly depleted. Langdon also said that the museum can't wait until March when it holds its annual Perilous Plunge fundraiser to address the funding issue, and if you wish to help, you can check the museum's webpage at discoverymuseum.org or contact them by phone.
Thanks, Dan. With a KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.